Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Warning, this podcast contains strong opinions, rants, words, and complete and utter honesty. But you know that is not going to stop you. Hurrah!
Hurrah!
Hey, guys! It's Thursday and it is World Hello Day. Hello. Hello, loose lips.
Oh, I've got a good one.
Go on.
Hello in loads of different accents.
Or languages.
Oh, okay.
Let's do accents.
You do languages and I'll do accents.
All right.
I will do an accent for every language that you all say right. Hello in.
Okay. Ciao. Italian.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Hello.
Basically all the same. Konnichiwa.
Was that Chinese?
Japanese, isn't it? Japanese, yeah.
Hello da.
Oh God, why did I even do that? Can't think of any more.
Oh, you're shit. What about Indian?
No, we're not doing that.
Why?
Just because. What? Because it's extra accent. Lippy. Because it's, you know, it's extra lippy. It's a lip flap chat, like, quick fest. Yeah. So that's okay. Why. Right, let's go. Right. Voice note rant from Fran. Oh.
Emma's not on the ball. We're too quick
to
for
fair,
her
I
tonight.
Skip the rest of it.
Hello there.
We're Anna and Lou. Lou Anna. You know that, guys. You know that.
You know who we
We've
are.
We've got lip
you
flap
know
chat.
Who we are.
Rants, advice.
We have got.
Yes.
Flaps, rants, and bants.
By the way, I like your hair length at the moment. Oh, drinking.
Sorry, my throat is so dry. My throat is dry as a nun.
Oh,
sorry. I'm so sorry. Right, voice note from Fran.
Morning, ladies. My name's Francesca, and I'm from Southeast London slash Kent, wherever you'd like to place it.
Nice.
I have a rant this morning. I'm extremely fucking tired.
Oh,
as my partner has had food poisoning apparently for 2 days. Mm. I mean, what the fuck? Why is men, when they're ill, so fucking melodramatic?
So
it's
true.
Like he's had the plague, honestly. I mean, I gave birth to my son in January.
Congrats.
He was 11 pounds, and I don't know if with just gas in air.
Ouch.
I mean, I don't want a medal, and I didn't bloody report it to the Daily Mail like other people do.
I would.
But seriously, when I'm ill, I take so many fucking tablets that I rattle. Why the fuck can't men do that? Does anyone else's partners do this? Like, seriously, get a fucking grip of yourself.
So true.
So true.
And sorry,
so
I've got
true.
To say, obs, love the podcast. I was actually a podcast virgin until I am.
We've popped so many cherries on this podcast. So,
love you all.
Thanks, Franny.
Long may our podcast continue.
Hurrah. And all that's sailing her. I'm with it. Men, husbands,
it's so
partners,
true.
Ill.
And when you're a woman and you're ill, you just have to carry on.
Suck it up.
Like, you have to just suck it up and sort the kids and cook the dinner.
Yep.
And Andrew will be like, oh, I've got to get into bed. And I'll be like, I want to go to fucking bed. I want to go to bed. But guess what?
I can't.
Fucking can't.
Yep.
Because I have a million people relying on me. So
this sounds awful, but I'm really looking forward. I should be careful how I say this, but because I'm having a cesarean,
the recovery,
and I'm like, literally, Alex.
Look, I
over
had
to
natural
you,
births,
over
and
to
I milk
you.
That shit. I stay in the Portland for 5 days post baby,
babes,
because I just love it.
I'm calling.
And
it
I don't
in.
Even have the baby there half the time. I send it to the nursery.
Well, you just want to
at
relax.
Night. In the day, I just have snuggles.
Snuggle, exactly, snuggles. Yes. But your nun would have hurt still.
Yeah. True that.
True that.
Right. Message from Lucy. I got sent this on... Oh, wait. Maybe Imo sent it to me, actually. Saw this, thought of you guys. Or did I send this to you?
I've not seen this. Go on.
I've seen this. Right. Anyway. Reward the wealthy. While visiting my local supermarket, I was disgusted to find the best parking spaces nearest the door are now reserved for so-called parent and child parking.
What?
If you are fit enough to produce offspring, you should jolly well be able to walk across the car park and into the supermarket. The best spaces should be reserved for the people with the most expensive cars. It is us who are likely to spend the most money in the supermarket and to have the most shopping to carry back to our cars. Diana Davenport from Turok.
Do you know what, Diana, I'm not even going to enter into your provocative, nonsensical comment.
Is that
comment.
A joke?
It must be.
I think, though, that parent and child doesn't have to be next to the supermarket door.
No, but it just needs to be a bigger space.
Why do they put it next to the supermarket door then? Because then people that are lazy park in those spaces.
What I would say, though, is it is safer for the children. If it is nearer the door, there's hopefully less chance they're going to run in front of the cars.
True.
Anyway, thank you for that. Voice note rant from Charlotte.
Hi, Luana and Imo. Just thought I'd send you a quick rant, literally live, just after it's happened. So I was driving along. Speed camera comes up, 30-mile-an-hour road. Person in front of me slams their brakes on and slows down to 17 miles per hour to go through the speed camera. As soon as we're through, they speed up again. Why is that necessary? You were going 30 miles an hour before you got to the speed camera. You didn't need to slow down.
That is
it's
so
not going to flash you.
It's so annoying.
Even if you were going 33 miles per hour, it's still not going to flash you. Don't slam your brakes on. It's fucking dangerous and it's really fucking annoying. Just wanted to share that rant. It happens to me all the time, but this literally just fucking reminded me and pissed me off. Love the podcast, ladies. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Thanks, Charlotte.
I love it when we get those live rants in.
Yeah.
And it's just therapy. People, you know, people just need to do that because when something happens, you've got to get it off your chest.
You do.
It just feels good. Thank you, Charlotte. Right. Rant from Coalis.
Pronounced Chalice.
Oh, yeah. She's, oh, my actual God. Hi, by the way. I'm Coalis, pronounced Chalice. Cheers, Mum and Dad. Whole other rant to be had there, but I digress. Sounds like a STI. Irish.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel sorry for her.
Chalice.
And it's spelt like celiac would be spelt, sort of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel really sorry for her and her name. She obviously doesn't like it.
No. It's difficult though, isn't it? When you have a name that, when you read it, it is literally nothing like you pronounce it. It's a whole lifetime of
annoyance.
Angst. Yeah.
Anyway, but seriously, I'm at the gym right now and the woman on the treadmill next to me is having a conversation on the phone on loudspeaker. What the actual... Fuck.
On loudspeaker.
So rude. Clearly, if you're able to chat on the phone, you're not working hard enough on the treadmill, are you?
Preach, sister.
I know I'm emailing you, but I'm currently doing my warm-up walk and I'm a fast typer. Also, why do we need to hear your conversation? I'm literally struggling to listen to the podcast over your shit chat. Also, whilst I'm on this topic, the other day, the same thing happened to me whilst I was on the train home from work in the bloody quiet carriage, no less.
No.
I'm there. Just trying to read my book and now I can't concentrate because all I can hear is your bore off conversation. What is actually wrong with people? I've made a big point of moving away, but he still didn't twig. I need Anna to put on her five ears and tap him on the shoulder for telling off.
I would have done that.
Anyway, I feel much better now. Thanks, ladies. Love the podcast. Also, Imo, your dog is super cute. That's why her message made the cut.
Yeah.
Any mention of that's Norman. Ever of like Norman, it may, oh, put that one in.
Stick that message
so if you,
in.
If you want to be featured, just mention Norman.
Mention Norm. I would have done actually. If someone, I've done that, I do that. If someone is speaking loudly in a quiet carriage, I'm like, excuse me.
Really?
Hello? There's like eight other carriages. Off you trot and have your conversation
trot,
somewhere
trot,
else.
Trot, trot,
get out of trot. Here.
Right.
Voice note from Alice.
Hi, Anna, Louisa and Imo. So I'm just sat here and I've just been watching Louisa's story.
I've
finally come to a revelation.
Oh, God.
And it's had me in stitches.
Oh, no.
So much so that I've only just been able to stop laughing to record this voice note.
What have I done?
I've just been watching Louisa's story, and she's talking about her Mama Hilda and how she's given everyone hope for a knee replacement. And I finally now realise where Louisa's love for accents come from, because she asked Mama Hilda, in a very questionable Irish accent, how her knee's gone and when she had her knee replacement, like in an interview. And Mama Hilda possibly replied in an even worse accent. So, Louisa, we know where you get the bad accents from. And we find them just as hilarious as always. But I think Mama Hilda tops you on that one. Thanks for the podcast, girls. Absolutely love it. Keep it up. Bye.
Cheers, Al.
That leads us nicely into our next one, which is a hack scent from Emily in Leeds. She says, hi, Yaya. How are you in Northern Oh, I can't cry. How are you in Northern Irish? Hate you like it. Love the pod. Emily from Leeds. Hi, Yaya.
Hi, Yaya.
Hi, Yaya. Hi-ya-ya.
Hi-ya-ya.
Hi-ya-ya. Hi-ya-ya.
It sounds a bit Japanese, I think. Hi-ya-ya.
Oh, my God. Also, yesterday, I was inundated with messages from, I wonder, I think we've covered it already on the podcast, but maybe we haven't, because I was absolutely inundated with messages, but it was from a private Instagram account. I don't think I screenshotted it. And it was about, it was Nigerian accent hacks.
We've done that.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, we've done it.
And I replied and I was like, I'm sure we've done
this. Yeah, we've totally done it.
On the pod. But I literally, honestly, I must have had about 100 messages from people being like, oh, look at this, like messaging me.
See, people love the accent.
They just love it.
Love that one. And my friend Adam's Northern Irish.
Another great feature I brought to the podcast.
I mean,
I'm just bringing it.
You're just feature queen. Feature queen. Thanks, Emily, and thanks, everyone. That's it for another Loose Lips Extra Lippy. We're back on Monday, but we need you, don't we, Pooh?
We do! Our email is looselipspod@gmail.com. Our number is 07395 346101. We do put that in the podcast description. Of course, don't send us anything. Well, do send us lots. But I meant to say, of course, you'll get your usual episode of Loose Lips on Monday. Please do rate, review and subscribe, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.
Thank you and goodbye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.